delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
It's the same old story all over again. You turn a lover into just another friend. I want to love you. I want to make you mine. Won't you lay it on the line?
All right. Welcome back to it. Weather was, for the most part, pretty good over the holiday weekend. Spent a good part of our time on Walloon Lake, where the fishing was just spectacular. The smallmouth hunting, Bryce Hewitt, Hewitt Guide Service. Go out with Bryce once or twice a year. He always hits them, and he hit them this time. Ivy and I were, we were in high cotton for that deal. The boy was along, too. He had a great day. Take a five-year-old fishing, let me tell you something. The fish are biting and the water's clear and life is good. Life is good. And Bryce Hewitt, you can find it on my Facebook page again, the Steve Weber Show Facebook page, all that information there for you. Now, most people realize that law enforcement over the holiday weekends is usually more intense than it is other times of the year. And it was yesterday, as well as one Tiger Woods, golf's biggest celebrity, arrested on a DUI charge early yesterday morning, drunk driving. Ouch. Picture's not pretty. Woods was arrested and booked into the county jail, Palm Beach. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office reported that to the Associated Press. He was arrested in Jupiter, Florida, on a charge of drunk driving, driving under the influence, DUI. Released at 11 a.m. on his own recog. Apparently, according to TMZ, he was quite arrogant during the arrest. And unfortunately, as these things go, there will be a tape and it'll be released here shortly. There'll be a tape and it'll be released here shortly. And then Tiger Woods will give his mea culpa and he'll tell the world it'll never happen again and so on and so forth. You'll understand. I don't know what his BAC was, but Tiger Blood didn't do it this time around. Tiger Blood was over the limit. On today's program, Alan Sachs will be here. Dr. John Lott, Melissa Francis from Fox News has a new book. She'll join us to talk about it. Cliff Maloney, Tom Shields, and Tim Stout to talk about the Tiger Woods deal coming up in hour number three here. Now, here's the most frightening thing that I saw over the weekend. The most frightening thing, and no, it's not the Russia stuff. The Russia stuff, I still say, where's the crime? We'll get back to Jared Kushner and the new focus of media frenzy. And again, there's nothing there, but we'll get to that in just a second. But the most frightening thing, fresh from the spotlight after delivering the Wellesley commencement speech Friday, former Democratic presidential nominee, twice failed presidential nominee Hillary Clinton took to the rainy streets of Chappaqua, New York, Memorial Day with an actual former president, her husband, for the local parade. Clinton tweeted out a photo of herself, her husband, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo marching in the parade. And just when you thought they were gone, you know, just when you thought we were rid of this nonsense, they've surfaced again. By the way, a lot of conversation about whether she's going to run in 2020. Rahm Emanuel was tongue-tied when asked about this. Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff for Barack Obama, the current mayor of Chicago, he just couldn't answer it. He was on CNN over the weekend saying that he had, you know, she has to decide what's in her heart. Dana Bash just hammering him. If Hillary Clinton is up for a presidential run, would that be good for the party? You know, you're asking something. We're not even through the midterm election. She hasn't declared. For me to say that, it's not a good question, okay? So it's just not a good question. Why not? He was pressed. She sounded like she could be a candidate again. What would you think of that idea? You're a party leader. Well, I love Hillary, but it's just not a good question. Anyhow, he was caught in a tough spot, Rahm Emanuel was. You know, it's just one of those things where we've all heard enough. Hey, you know what? Run her again. Sure, that'd be great. In fact, I'm all for it. If Hillary Clinton runs for a third time, I am all for it. She can be 0 for 3. I'm fully supportive of that notion. She can be 0 for 3. All right. So back to the whole Jared Kushner thing. This is the newest scandal, if you will, with the evidence-free search of the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, the evidence-free search for collusion and obstruction of justice and everything else. Jared Kushner now has become the media's biggest target, right after his father-in-law, of course. Jared Kushner, who's been right tight with the president, of course, he's married to Ivanka. He never talks to journalists on the record, which irritates them. And suddenly he's the focus of all their attention because of reports that back in December, there was a discussion between Kushner and counterparts in Russia to set up a back-channel conversation so the two nations could talk, the transition team could talk to Russia. And, I mean, why would you expect the Trump administration to do that? Because, I mean, they can't talk to any country now without it being leaked and without reporters, you know, putting it on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post. And here's the newest word from journalists because, well, they can't do their homework, don't want to do their homework, can't be bothered with it. The word is unprecedented. This has never happened before. This is unprecedented that, you know, a transition team would talk to another government like this. Nonsense. Barack Obama set up back-channel conversations with Iran, our sworn enemy, the country that wants to kill you, me, our children, our dogs. They had a back-channel conversation with Iran. Oh, and by the way, on December the 1st, 1960, back to the Kennedy era for the second time this program, Robert Kennedy set up a back-channel conversation with Russia and successfully did it. Kushner's idea, if it was his or his involvement, never went anywhere. But Robert Kennedy did establish back-channel conversations with the Russians in 1960 on the 1st of December, which, by the way, a couple of years later, helped to a faster resolution to the Cuban Missile Crisis without missiles being fired. To say it's unprecedented is dishonest, or somebody is not doing their homework, or both. You decide. 25 after the break. Professor Alan Sachs here to sort out the fisticuffs in Texas and so much more. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.